move the table.
Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. We're going to slide the camera back so you can actually, or we can sit down.
I think we need to move it. Oh, yeah.
And we can just sit down. Right. It's a wonderful broadcast site we have here. And the exit signs are, I don't know if they're backwards. It is Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Jazz lose to the Denver Nuggets tonight. Ron, Jazz look really, really good for the first half of this game. They lead by three at the half. It feels good. And then, unfortunately, a just all too reoccurring theme on the road this year of that the training wheels fall off and we weren't ready for them. I mean, that plop, we went down. And that is this Quinn Snyder didn't know he was foreshadowing in the pregame show and the coaches show tonight when he mentioned, hey, we played pretty well for three quarters in Houston, two quarters in Golden State, we got to hold it together. But when things start to go awry, this group is not holding it together.
Yeah, a team that can't play from behind for the most part, and once the wheels start to fall off, they just seem to go flat. I thought the Jazz, the way they were playing, had an excellent chance of winning this basketball game early, and I was thinking, okay, just stay in this game and give yourself a chance to win. That's all you want to do on the road. But, man, when those wheels start to fall off, it just seemed like just no matter what moves the Jazz make, or substitution that Quinn makes, it just doesn't work.
It's interesting thing with Denver. Donovan Mitchell tonight took 13 shots. He took three of them in the final few minutes. So up until that point, he'd only taken 10 shots. Denver only allowed him to get 10 shots last time we were here as well. What was Denver doing, and how much focus were they putting on Donovan to take him away?
I'm not so sure it was all Denver. I just thought he wasn't as aggressive as he has been or as he could be. And maybe that has something to do with the defense, the way they do defending him, maybe. But I just thought that he wasn't as aggressive offensively as he has been in the past.
He threw great passes throughout the night, early at least, and was still making plays. He took some heat early in the year for being a pig, for shooting too much. That's the basketball phrase for it. Do you think he's overly trying to be a good teammate right now?
I think so. I definitely think so. And Quinn, I don't know if I guarantee you he didn't hear that from Quinn, because Quinn knows that he needs to just let this kid go. He's showing us that he can score. What did he end up with? 5 assists here tonight, 7 rebounds, but he did pass up some shots. You want to pass to the open man. That's for sure. And I think he's doing a very good job of that, of rotating and getting rid of the basketball to the open man. But being offensive-minded is something that he definitely needs. He doesn't need to forget that.
You know, the Jazz offense was not great tonight by the end of the night. They weren't great in the first half. It was a very highly paced game, and they were playing great defense to keep them in the game. Their offensive rating by the end of the night is below 90. And – you know, I've talked a little bit about Rodney not having a lot of assists, and he had 3 tonight. And Donovan, you know, maybe Donovan and Rodney have to just be incredibly selfish, because tonight they only take 22 of the Jazz 84 shots, and that's not going to do it for this team.
Okay, you're absolutely right. If they don't take shots, who takes them? So you're absolutely right. Those two guys must be offensive-minded, must think shooting the basketball. I thought Rodney Hood was doing a lot of that coming off the bench a few games ago, but – you know, even when you miss, you got to keep shooting. And Quinn have said that, you know, when you're missing, so what? Just keep shooting the basketball. Tonight they get up 33 threes. They make 12. That's right there at their average. But, you know, they just couldn't do it against the Nuggets team tonight.
The Jazz tonight got double figures from 5 different guys. The real problem was they could not control Jamal Murray, and former Jazz man Trey Lyles was the better of the two players tonight who were traded for each other. I think Trey Lyles has probably heard a little bit too much about Donovan Mitchell, and he came out to prove a point tonight.
Well, not just tonight, because he has been playing very, very well here as of late. And Mike Malone did make reference to that how when he was called up on, he was ready. He didn't complain. And now he's getting those minutes out on the floor. He's getting starter minutes for the most part and playing very, very well. But again, that third period was the period that the Jazz dug that hole and they just couldn't get out of it.
Jazz did not get a lot of bench work tonight, as Rodney Hood was 5 of 9 for 12. But the rest of the Jazz bench of Alec Burks, of Joe Johnson, of Epe Udo, and of Royce O'Neal, who all played tonight, combined for 7 of 35 shooting. That is a problem.
And just think back when the Jazz were scoring and they were shooting a great percentage. They were getting such great shots and uncontested shots. They're starting to get some of those shots back, but, boy, they're just not making those shots. And what do you do? I mean, you just have to keep taking them, and hopefully they can start making shots in the future.
So the Jazz fall tonight, 99-91. They play a very, very good first half. The game really wasn't as close as the final score. The Jazz are 4-21 now this year when they trail by 10. So Ron's point is when they fall behind, they are not a team that comes back very well. They only took 6 free throws the whole night. Let's just zero in for a second. Third quarter, it starts, the Jazz go back and forth, then an 8-0 run by Denver. What caused the wheels to fall off in the third quarter?
Well, let me get my third quarter stat here, but I think there was some turnovers there that really hurt the Jazz. I got it here.
Yeah, they did. I think they committed. Ron will find it for you here. Going in the first half, the Jazz had committed. The Jazz had committed in the first half 9 turnovers and only given up 4 points. In the third quarter by itself, they gave up 13 points off the turnovers, 7 turnovers. So, Ron, there's a level here where we'll talk about the Jazz defense, which ranks 29th in third quarters, but the offense really was the problem in a large part that led to the defensive breakdown.
Yeah, exactly. And so getting that back, I don't know how they're going to get it back. And other than the fact that just continue doing what they're doing and hopefully that, you know, some of those shots start to fall. But I totally agree with you. If we're going to have any players on this roster right now that's going to take 15, 16, 17 shots a game, it needs to be Rodney Hood and Donovan Mitchell.
So the Jazz fall tonight. They move on the season to more losses than wins, 16-23 on the season. We'll be in Miami for a midday Sunday game. Please join us. This has been Postcast on the Jazz Radio Network.